Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But right now, let's head out to the aforementioned, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl Ryder joins us now. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah, it definitely, today was at least semi-interesting as a whole. We got to hear from Shedeur Sanders for the first time as a starting quarterback in front of the media, talking to everybody. Daryl, how do you think he handled himself today?
He handled himself fine. If he plays as well as he talks, we're in good shape.
It definitely, he
brings the charisma when he's in front of the cameras and microphones. Real likable kid, so, real honest, too. I respect and appreciate that. So, like I said, hey, he plays as well as he talks. Browns are in good shape.
Daryl, it's kind of a fresh of breath air almost inside of a Browns room. Or, I mean, we
you
can
mean
just
breath
be
of fresh air?
It. Yeah. Is that not what I said?
No, you said
fresh of breath.
Fresh
air.
Of breath. Yeah,
yeah. Well, fresh breath, breath of fresh air, whatever works. I mean, whatever way you want to spin it. I'm sure.
Can I get you a mint?
Yeah, I was going to say some fresh breath might not be that bad either. I don't know what the guys smell like. I can't imagine after practice it's great. But it's got to be a breath of fresh air just to hear. I mean, it does feel like Shedeur is very candid, which at times feels like it can be missing from this team.
Beats talking to Jerry Jeudy, that's for sure.
Yeah, Daryl, that was interesting today. I mean, the entire conversation with the media
one
lasted
way to put it.
It was less than 2 minutes in total. I didn't really feel very enthused about answering questions. What did you make of the entire thing with Jerry?
Well, we just decided it wasn't worth our time.
Yeah.
You know, once he went down that, it was like, all right, we're not wasting our time with this guy. Because it's like, you know, I don't think anyone asked anything that was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing anything online from his post-game availability that was disrespectful to him or put him in a bad light or anything like that. So I don't really care what his problem was today, but that was disrespectful on his part. And like I said, we just weren't going to waste our time. I had about three questions I wanted to ask him, but I just said, I ain't wasting my time with this. I'm not going to invest energy asking a guy questions. He's just going to give one and two word answers.
Yeah, I mean, Daryl, is there, like, do you feel like that has anything to do with Shedeur? Is that just potentially a guy having a bad day and that's the result of it? Or did it potentially feel like something more?
No, we're getting Denver Jerry Jeudy. Guy can't catch footballs with regularity and he pouts all the time. He was good for the first couple weeks of the season and now he's, you know, whatever's going on with him is going on with him. But we're starting to see why the Denver Broncos got sick of him.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a very odd today.
If you're doing your job, you can pull stunts like that. Mm-hmm. But when you suck at your job as bad as he sucks at his job, no, you can't. Sorry, that just isn't going to be tolerated.
And Daryl, like, correct me if I'm wrong, as a whole, I mean, Kevin's talked about him as being one of the verbal leaders in the room. And as far as I know, throughout the rest of the season,
he's
been
one of the leaders in the room. That explains a lot why they're 2-8.
I did not feel good. Daryl, we look ahead to this game, obviously. Browns-Raiders coming up on Sunday. Does this game feel like a game that the Browns should win despite all of the struggles?
There's no such thing as a should win anymore. Mm. That went out the door with the Jets game. Because I was like, yeah, I should win that one. Nope, not at. So no, there's no should win. But is it winnable? Absolutely. Yeah, this is one that they should be able to win. Even with Shedeur at the helm, the Raiders have had teams take knees on them with 2.5 minutes to play. So that tells you how well things are going for the Raiders out there in Vegas these days. I watched that game Monday night. Very good if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, not so much if you're a Raiders fan. And that's you know, kind of, you know, par for the course for them since they moved from Oakland. So, but this is a game that when you look at it defensively, it should be a very good afternoon for Myles Garrett and that defensive line. But look, we've gone into games like this before where you look at it and you're like, man, Miles might hurt somebody, right? And then Miles ends up with no sacks because they do such a great job keeping him off the quarterback. So, but there's a big part of me thinks Myles Garrett's in for a very, very big afternoon. And, you know, hopefully that translates into good things for the Browns. But he had a big afternoon last week against Baltimore, and that did not translate into good things for the Browns. So that's why they play the games. But on paper, this is a game that the Browns should be very competitive in.
Daryl, who would be the starting quarterback if Dylan was healthy this week? Does anything change on that front, or is it based off the defense and just how bad the Raiders have been?
Well, I mean, Kevin Stefanski's been very clear that if healthy, Dylan Gabriel is the starting quarterback. Now, he's not healthy, obviously. Concussion protocol, didn't practice the day. They've decided to invest everything into getting Shedeur Sanders ready to play on Sunday. Now, he goes out there and he plays well, then I don't know how you pull him off the field, especially when you got a bunch of these home games coming up. Because I can tell you right now, and we talked about it last night, I don't think there's a single Cleveland Browns fan that wants to see Dylan Gabriel play quarterback or is willing to spend their hard-earned money to watch Dylan Gabriel play quarterback for this team, okay? So I think that some decisions in that building will be made by people not named Kevin Stefanski, and Shedeur Sanders will stay on the field because that's what fans want to see. And when your season is lost and flushed the way this one is, you got to give the fans a little something-something, and I think that something-something is going to be watching Shedeur Sanders, whether he's successful or he struggles or whatever, but that's what the people want to see.
Daryl, just looking at it, would a win be good enough, do you think, for that result as well with the Browns? Just, it doesn't really matter how Shedeur plays as long as they were to win this game. Would that go far enough to keep Dylan off the field?
No, I think they got to play well offensively, which would be a first this season, right? Because we haven't seen, look, even when they blew out Miami, the offense wasn't all that great. I mean, the offense wasn't on the field for, you know, Dylan Gabriel wasn't on the field for three of those touchdowns, right? So, the offense playing well, that would be a first this year. So, a nice change of pace certainly, I believe, is in order.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl, if we look at the just opportunity in front of Shedeur, obviously the maximum of it is the next seven games in front of him. Do you think there's anything that he can do in this sample size of games to change the Browns' mind if they're set on taking a quarterback right now in the 2026 class?
Light it up. That's, to me, that's the only thing. You know, light it up, win games. If he's able to do that, then, yeah, I think the front office has to think twice. Although it shouldn't be too hard because this draft class incoming here has not been as impressive as it was projected to be, and now all the experts are saying 2027 is the year to go shopping for a franchise quarterback in the draft. So, he's got to go out there, light it up, play well, and win some football games. All that being said, I don't know that that's going to happen. He does have some bad habits. He has an aura of excitement about him. There's no question about it. But he has bad habits. He's very happy with the feet in the pocket. Now, we did see him step up and with a clean pocket and delivered a couple nice footballs down the field. So he's got that ability. He's got that potential. But we also saw him retreat from the line of scrimmage. And that's what's going to get him killed. That's what's going to get this offense killed. And I think that that is why he fell into the fifth round, because you know, people that watch film for a living in the National Football League and do talent evaluation, they saw some of those 15, 20-yard losses he took at Colorado and like, yeah, those are drive killers. Those are game killers. At Colorado, he turned around, he could make up for that, and he'd get that yardage back on the next play. It doesn't happen in the NFL, okay? It's a much different game. And so I think that's what they saw, is they saw all those negative plays, even with the positive plays he made. And I think that scared a lot of people off. And like, hey, are these habits that you can break this guy up? I don't know, but that's what's going to have to happen for him to become a dependable and successful franchise quarterback in the National Football League.
Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you mentioned the 2026 quarterback class, obviously. It just what it has become compared to what it is. If you look at the Browns situation right now, is that something you feel like that they can in any way afford to skip on this year if you don't feel like it's a good enough class?
Yeah. You can't just – listen, you can't take a bad player just because you need him. So, right? Yep. So, I mean – so, yeah, if it's not there, you got two first-round picks. Guess what? You need offensive line help. You need wide receiver help. Use those picks on those positions and just try and nurse your way through another. Listen, you've been nursing your way through seasons with quarterbacks for 25 of the last 27 years. So what's another year of doing it, right? So, yeah, you do not spend a first-round pick on a guy that you don't firmly believe has the talent to take you where you need to go just because you've been searching for all these years for that, you know, franchise guy. You can't do that. You got to be smart with it.
All right, Daryl, looking away from quarterback, obviously we've talked about, you've mentioned Miles and the way that this Raiders offense has been. The defense has obviously lived up to the billing for a majority of the year, especially early in games. Is there any excuse whatsoever that the defense just doesn't look fantastic this week?
I hope they don't. I mean, I hope they don't look bad this week, because the Raiders, quite frankly, aren't that good offensively. I mean, I asked Denzel Ward about their top two receivers. Should have seen the look on his face. I mean, he did a good job. He said they're very talented, very quick, fast. You know what I mean? But you could tell he was dipping into the let's stay off the bulletin board material stuff, right? He was dipping into the old cliches there to say some nice things without you know, getting himself called into Jim Schwartz and Kevin Stefanski's office, you know, for laughing too hard. So I would be surprised and extremely disappointed if this defense does not go out to Las Vegas and give you a premium effort. That said, they're not going out early. They're going to go out on Saturday, so that's good. Won't be having any of the Vegas flu. Also, I think there's the Formula One race or something going on this weekend in Vegas. I guess the Browns aren't going to be the only show in town.
I'm sure that'll make for very easy travel for those fans getting around down there. I'm sure the Formula One race that happens on the streets of Vegas won't be a problem. Daryl, I'll ask you for a slight prediction. Miles, a sack and a half away from being able to set the Browns single-season franchise record. You had mentioned it yesterday. Do you think he gets it done this week? Does he break it in what is an astonishing week 12 of the season?
I'm going to set the over-under at 2.5 for sacks. So to answer your question in a very long-winded way and the non-Jerry Judy way, I'm going to say yes.
I like it.
Daryl, actually, just by saying yes, that's the Jerry Judy. I just realized how stupid that sounded for a moment. But I did give you like a good 15 to 20 second buildup to the yes. Well, so I should get credit for that.
Daryl, I think Jerry's longest answer today was about 5 words. So you definitely cleared that mark. So good work on that. Daryl, we're out of time here. We got to run, but as always, I appreciate you. And hopefully when we talk next week, we have positive things to say about a Browns quarterback, maybe for the first time this year.
Enjoy the football this weekend.
We're going to try.
Even if it's not the Browns.
We're going to enjoy something. Thanks, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us there on courtesy of Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. When we come on back, Get a Grip, coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.